Well, it's out of material, but it's not paper.
Is it a particular type of material, or just?
Not this time, just in general. Like if a whole lot of, if you got 50 pounds of flour, the flour would be in a...
Shocker, in a bag?
Yeah, it's getting close. Starts with an S.
Sack.
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 Okay, now this is a different kind of sack. Mm-hmm. If you had, say for instance, potatoes, what would you put those, what kind of sack would you put those in?
Well, now most potatoes would be in. I guess long time ago they used to be in sacks called, they would call croaker bags. It's something looked similar to that centerpiece in that, but it was brown and it was much more heavier and stronger than that. And they call, well, I tell you now, you don't very seldom see them now, but. They used to have make cotton sheets out of those, that particular, well, it was called, I guess, burlap. Mm-hmm. But we, most black people used to say croaker sack.
Right.
And that's what they used to, long time ago now. Most of the things are so modern now until you mostly see potatoes, say, maybe in a plastic bag or something like that.
That's
now, but long time ago they used to, you know, have them just, and they would weigh you out so much because they would just have these potatoes in this one big bag and then they would weigh you out something.
Yeah.
But now they got them all weighed out in different, you know, sizes.
If would it be a different name if it were for seed? If you had seed in the sack, would you call it something else? Or feed or manure?
Well, they have different types of bags. Now most type of the feed and things now they buy be in paper bags. Heavy, some type of heavy paper bag. But like I said, long time ago used to most all the stuff they used to put it say in y'all stop.
Okay, well I guess maybe they wouldn't have different names. But like if you had them in manure, would you have them in a different name?
No, like manure. Well, you got if you're talking about the manure, I think you're talking about different names. Well, you would have cow manure and
if you put them in a bag.
Well, no, because I mean you don't really have to have a special
type,
you know, bag. You can just mostly put it in any type bag that you want to. Now they used to buy fertilizer. In I don't know what type of material it was made out of. Only thing we used to say, well, they used to call fertilizer, they used to say Joanna. That was the funniest name I ever heard. Joanna. Now, that was a fertilizer they put under the, like, the peanuts or the cotton. Uh-huh. And in those bags, when I was coming up, you could take, my mother used to take, and a lot of black people did it. They would take those sacks when they used, you know, finished, where the white people would give them those bags. They would wash them, bleach them, get them white. They would make sheets out of them. They would make pillow slips out of them. I have even worn a dress out of it.
Wow. That's something
else. And I imagine some old people still have some of them yet. But it took them a long time to wear out, but you could bleach them and get them so beautifully white. And they would last and last and last a long time. So they used to make, and that would, I don't know what type of material that was. You know, that one made out of.
Here they're talking about something else. What would you call the amount of corn that you would take to the mill at one time to have it ground?
I'll say a bushel or two bushels or something like that. You would call it, it would be in bushels, a half bushel or something like that.
Would you have